rock. And anything we need as we give, you're more than able to meet our needs. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, evening. How's everybody doing? Good. Amen. You and me both. We're all alive. Hallelujah. You can turn over to Mark 11 real fast, please. Thank you. Say amen when you get there. We'll probably start at verse 23. If you're wanting to write something down, knowing how to receive from God. Amen. Knowing how to receive from God. Amen. Knowing how to receive from God. Well, I know how. Well, it's always good to learn. Just write about when you think you know something, you figure out you don't. And if you think you do know everything, I'm going to step away from you. I really am. Because if you really think you know everything, you're wrong. So, moving along. We're going to pray and get into it. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for your written word to help us to grow in our everyday life. But not only that, to be able to live in victory every day of our life. And to be able to live prosperous, and to be able to live healthy, and not to have any I know there might be tests and trials that come along. But thank you, Father God, your word is able to get us through each and every one of them with ease. I thank you, Father God, we'll be able to just move right on along through them. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, we thank you. Holy Ghost, sir, we look to you. We ask you, the teacher, to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this evening that I myself didn't even plan on saying. And bring forth things not only for this crowd, but also for me that will help us, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, everybody that agreed with that said amen.
Amen.
Amen. So verse 22. Amen. Yeah, 22. And Jesus answered and said unto them, what? Amen. Okay, two of y'all are awake. So, and Jesus answered and said unto them, what?
Have
amen. Another way is have the God kind of faith. Amen. Have the God kind of faith, which we all have, right? If you're saved, you have the God kind of faith, right? Amen. You know, we talked about it last Wednesday. It's good to write down. You have a measure of the kind of faith that created the world. That's good to remind yourself of that. Amen? Yes. Especially whenever you're believing God for stuff. I have a measure of the kind of faith that created this world. Amen? Yes. Amen. For number 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall what?
Not doubt.
Amen. Where? Does it say in his head?
No.
Amen. In his heart. In his heart. Nothing about his head. Amen. Because Satan will try to bring a thought of doubt to you. But if you grab it and start meditating on it, then it'll get in your heart.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. In your heart, but shall what? Believe what? Those things which who say? Who says? Who says it? We need to see. So who's saying it? All right, so we should probably read this over again. So for verily I say unto you that what? You should probably, if you got a Bible, mark that out, write your name there. Okay, that way we understand who's talking now. It's not God talking.
That's right.
Yes. Hey, is God talking?
No.
Who's talking?
We are.
Amen. Thank you, Earl. Amen. Shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in whose heart? God's heart?
Our
heart. But shall believe that the things which God says.
Hmm.
that I say, that I say, that I say, that I say, that I say what? Shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. So see, I have to believe that what I'm saying will come to pass. So if I'm walking around always talking crazy and I really don't believe what I'm saying anyways, especially if I'm telling people I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time and I'm never there, my spirit man knows good and well I'm not going to do what I'm saying. Okay, all right. So, or anything else. If I tell somebody, so I stop doing it because a lot of times, hey, you want to go with me to do this? And it'd be like 5 months down the road or something. I'll be like, yeah, I'll go. 5 months show up, and I'll be like, oh, man, I said I'd go to that. Oh, I can't not go now. I got to be a man of my word. See, because if you're not a man of your word, your faith is going to fall off the face of the earth. You can't have real good faith. You really can't. Your faith is really going to wane if you're not a man of your word. I'll tell you that. It really will. Amen. So therefore I say unto you, 24, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you what? And them, and you shall what? So what order is that in? Are you going to receive it and then believe it?
No.
You got to do what first?
Believe.
Amen. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to believe. And then you'll receive it. Right? There's no other order to this. There's no magic trick. Amen. There's no three Hail Marys or anything like that. It's just like the Bible says, believe it and you'll receive it. Amen. Turn over to John 1 verse 12, please. We might move a little fast, so just hang on, we'll get there. Amen. A couple things I want to say, a couple notes. One that doesn't know how to receive from God is just someone walking around saying that they're a Christian with no credentials. One that doesn't know how to receive from God is just someone walking around saying that they're a Christian with no credentials. The wealthiest woman and the wealthiest man in the world is the one that knows how to receive from God.
Come on now. Amen.
Amen. So John 1, where did I say, 12? But as many as received him. Amen. But as many as received him. To them gave he what? To become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Amen. Before the power comes, you have to receive. Because y'all notice that? Because it says, but as many as received. So they had to receive him before the power even came. Right? So they had to receive, just like we have to receive before the power even comes. But as many as received him, to them gave he what?
Power.
The power. Amen. But as many as received him, the power doesn't precede the receiving. The power doesn't precede the receiving. Once we learn to receive by faith what belongs to us, it will cause us to bypass all restrictions. So everything trying to hold it back from you can't stop you. Amen. Once we learn to receive by faith what belongs to us, it will cause us to bypass all restrictions. All restrictions. All restrictions. So everything trying to hold it back from you can't stop you. Amen. Once you receive, once again, it says, but as many as receive him, right? Once you receive something, it's yours, correct? I agree. To them give he the power to have what they receive. To them, he gave them power to have, to receive what they're going after, to what they're believing God for, to what they're believing for. He gave them the power to do it. Amen. All right, moving along. We'll get there. We must receive by faith what God is saying. I must receive by faith what God is saying to me, even though I don't see the power. Amen. Turn over to Hebrews 11:6 real fast, please. Oh, man. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's what? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. So apparently people that think God's out to get them has never read that scripture. That's just how it is. Because if people really think God is sitting up there with a stick just trying to get us all whenever we mess up, has obviously never read that. Because if it did, it wouldn't say that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seeking. It'd say that he's sitting up there with a stick. Even though you're seeking him, he'll reward you, but he'll also get you. And I've never read anywhere in the Bible where it talks about Jesus getting anybody. But it talks about Satan's come to do what? Amen. We all know that. Amen. We must believe that God is everything that he says he is, and that he will do everything that he said he will do. Amen. Turn over to Luke 1:37 real fast, please. Amplified. Will you pull that up, please? Classic. I know I'm moving a little fast, but y'all be all right. We'll get there. Amen. What just happened to my phone? Okay. For with God nothing, say nothing.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing is ever impossible. And no word, say no word. From who?
God.
From your wife?
No.
From your husband?
No.
From your best friend?
No.
From who?
God.
Shall be without what?
Power.
Power. Or impossible. Impossible of fulfillment. Impossible of fulfillment. The only way God's word would be impossible to fulfill is by your mouth.
Yeah.
Your mouth will be the only thing that will stop that from happening in your life. Because God says, I've created everything for you. You are healed. I sent Jesus to the cross to die for your sins. Well, look at everybody that hasn't been saved yet. They haven't been saved because of what? Their mouth, because they haven't confessed. Have they? So see, I can talk myself right out of the blessings of God or right out of healing. Well, I'm too old for this, or I can't believe this, or, you know, that comes with age. See, so since Jesus went to the cross to die for all the sicknesses and diseases and everything, so all that's taken care of. It was all taken care of a long time ago. But yet, his God's word, it's without power or impossible of fulfillment. But yet, if I get my mouth on it, I can make it impossible. And that's where we get messed up. Well, God, you can do anything. He can unless we open our mouth and shut him down.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We ain't got time to talk about that right now. Amen. So just y'all chew on that one for a little bit. Amen. It'll help you. Amen. Turn over to Isaiah 55:11, please. I'm going to read it to you out of the message. Isaiah 55:11, message, please, thank you. I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. God's decree. For as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way what? And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we are created in the image of who? So then, that means that I'm able to do this same thing with words that are coming out of my mouth. Amen. Amen. I know it's got nothing to do with receiving, but yeah, it does. Because if I'm not talking about what belongs to me, then I'm receiving everything that Satan has that doesn't belong to me. Amen. Because everything that Jesus accomplished on the cross, why would I want to take any of that that he took care of over 2,000 years ago? Why would I even want to try to think that I would want to handle any of that? Why? Not even handle or just allow it to attack my body or even to deal with any kind of that. A lot of time whenever we think we're receiving, we're not. Because when you receive, you don't change your mind. A lot of time whenever we think we're receiving, we're not. Because when you receive, you don't change your mind. Right? Turn over to Mark 11, 23 and 24 again. Amen. Say amen when you get there. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, say believe, that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have, what's he going to have? Amen. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, things soever you desire. Things soever you desire. things soever you desire. When you pray, believe you what? So what does that mean to you? I'm just asking, just generally. You ain't got to say it, but just think. What does that mean to me? What does that really mean to me? Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever Ricky desires when Ricky prays, believe, Ricky, that you receive them and you shall have them. So what does that really mean to you? What does that say saying to you? What is that? I mean, what does that? Because if we are, if we, once you believe God for something, how many times have we backed up? And why do we back up? That's another question. Why? Because if we really think that God is Almighty, is Jehovah Jireh, right? God the more than enough. And then we come up against a little bump and we back up, go, well, man, no way that can happen. It's just because it gets a little hard on us. That's what it really boils down to. It's because we start feeling a little bit of pressure and we back up. Yeah. I know. We might as well get into it. Because we just kind of start acting like babies. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Right? Yeah. We might as well be honest. We're all grown-ups in here. Yeah. Amen. Look, I've done it. Amen. Y'all remember when I was really believing God, you know, therefore, I was about to say there for a while. No, I'm always believing God. Because without faith is what? So if you ain't in faith right now, are you pleasing God? So it's always interesting to have a faith project going along. Because if you're not in faith, are you pleasing God? All right, moving along. So whenever she quit up there at Laughlin Ranch and was going to start the business, y'all remember, and I was working, and we got a bill in the mail, and she's like, hey, we got this bill in the mail, and I just... Right, just wasn't even thinking about it. Just, you're going to have to get a job. Well, obviously, Ricky hasn't been feeding on that near enough. But pressure came along and brought up out of Ricky what Ricky has been feeding on. Because pressure will always show you what you're feeding on. Pressure will always bring to light what you think is hidden. Even if it looks like the situation hasn't changed, that doesn't matter because you've received something. Amen? Even if it doesn't look like you have it, even if you don't think you have it, even if somebody around you doesn't think that you have it. It shouldn't matter, right? You don't need to know that I have it. I know I have it because I'm fully persuaded. That's what you need to tell them. Amen. What is fully persuaded? The Ricky Edwards Dictionary. You're welcome. I made my own. It means that regardless of the situation, you know that God promised that regardless of the situation, you know that what God has promised is yours. And there is nothing or no one that is able to convince you otherwise. Amen. Go over real fast, Romans. Oh yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're real good. Amen. Romans 4, real fast, please. Pull that up in the message, please, ma'am. Romans 4, 21. Romans 4, 21. Abraham didn't focus on what? His own impotence and say, it's what? This 100-year-old body could never father a child. Nor did he what? I would write that down. I would really look at that. Because first off, y'all know it was a little bit before they received the kid. Why? They wasn't waiting on God. God was waiting on them. Because God was waiting on him to get his faith up to the point to be able to receive the son. Right? Because if he'd have received the son down here and God would have asked him to go sacrifice him, would he have been able to do it? No. Not at all. And God needed him to be able to be at that place to, whenever he said go sacrifice him, he'd have been able to do it. Right? Because that was a type and a shadow of what? Of Jesus. Right? That's why God needed that. Amen? So he needed him to get his faith to that level. Amen. So, but look, he didn't consider. So he had to go through a bunch of different deals. Read about Abraham. It was a constant moving forward. It wasn't a stagnant. It wasn't a stay still. It wasn't, I got comfortable. I've made a lot of money. Now I can relax. He continually moved forward regardless of anything else. Regardless of how much money he continued to, God just continued to open up and give him. He continued to move forward and do what God asked him to do. Amen. And that was a process in him just realizing that I can trust God. I can trust God's character and I can trust God. And that's God just saying, I can trust him now. But he didn't focus. Abraham didn't focus. What didn't he focus on? His own body first, because he's way past the age. Let's just be honest. 100 years old, about to go make a baby. All right, you just figure it out yourself. But he didn't focus on himself. He didn't look at what his body or what he thought his body was able to do. He didn't focus on how old his body was. He didn't focus on what he thought his body could do or couldn't do, or maybe I can, or am I too old for this, or should I have a kid? He didn't focus on none of that. So what has really got our focus from receiving from God? What's really snatched the focus from receiving from God? What's really snatched that from us? We really need to start looking at that. Because God said, look, I mean, we really need to, I know we understand what Jesus did on the cross, but sometimes we need to go back and reread that. Or go back and watch that movie, The Passion. And actually see what happened to Jesus that day. Because all of that he did for each and every one of us. The sickness, the disease, the poverty, the lack, everything he took care of that day. That day. It was done that day. Amen? And I think we just don't really realize that, and we allow things, Satan, to kind of just get our focus on other things sometimes. Well, I'm too old. I can't do that business. Well, I'm not smart enough to run that business. Well, I got too much debt to do that. Well, I can't have a big house. Well, I can't have that many vehicles. See, so the focus has went off of how big God is to how little and minute my little body is and what I can't do. Amen. So he didn't focus on his own body, this 100-year-old body, and say it's hopeless. Amen. He didn't focus on himself, amen, on his own impotence, and say what? See, sometimes we'll get to looking at stuff, and then we'll get to meditating on it. Then the next words out of our mouth are, you're going to have to get a job. Because I said, see, because what really happened was the situation was bigger than God. In my eyes. Well, I don't believe like that. Well, good. You're a mighty Christian then. Good job. You're beating all of us. Amen. I didn't mean to say that. We're moving along, though. This 100-year-old body could never father a child. Nor did he do what? That's a really interesting word that I got stuck on for a while today. Because what is a survey? Everything. Well, can I afford that house? Well, let me see. I'm going to make a list, checklist to see what all I can and can't do. Or can I do this? I'm going to make a list, a checklist to see what all I can and can't do. Because now I'm making a survey of what I'm able to do. But what did God say? He said, hey, make a list real fast and let me know what you can't do before you start believing me for a house. Or before you start believing me for healing. God will meet any one of us at our faith, first off. Amen. We don't need to try to fake the funk with our faith and try to say we're at some great faith when our faith might be with everybody else's faith. Be where you're at, but continue to move forward. That's what it's about. Amen. Nor did he survey. What are we surveying? What has God asked us to do? And we started immediately surveying it. Well, you know, he tells you, hey, I want you to do this. First off, did he tell you to do that yesterday? See, second off, we get so anxious, we want to do it right now. But we haven't spent time to ask him, when do you want me to do it? Amen. So we got all pumped up, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. We get excited and we're like, let's get it. You know, because we, trust me, we've did this. That's why I know. Amen. We've did this. That's why I know. We get pumped up. We're like, let's get it, son. He said, my show. I think we missed it. Yeah, we did. I'm sorry. But when he tells you something, find out. When do you want me to do that? And he'll let you know when to start. It might be 2 or 3 years down the road. But we want to get so busy or anxious or I just want to do something. God. But if you really think about that, you want to be seen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Yes, sir. We asked you to help us. We did. Amen. I love y'all, Wednesday night crowd. Thank y'all. I really do. Y'all really help. I think I'm going to start preaching Wednesdays, let you preach Sundays. I like the, like the Wednesdays. Amen. He didn't survey. Once again, what have we been surveying? Has God told us to do something, and then we really surveyed it, and then we came up to a conclusion of, God, I can't do it. You see that? Look at that, God. I've planned it all out, and my account says no. We've did that on 3 different things. Y'all remember that? We already told y'all the story. And lost out. Amen. What God is looking for, just like he was looking in Abraham, he was looking for somebody faithful to do what he asked him to do. And so Abraham said, I'll do it. And he left. And he just kept doing what God asked him to do. That was it. Just kept moving forward. Right? He didn't ever stop. He might have got hung up once or twice, but he got back straight and continued to move forward. Am I saying we're all just going to magically hit the mark every time? Maybe not. Maybe some, you know, super Christian might. You know, there's always that one or two super Christian around you, you know. Don't say that, Ricky. Amen. Amen. So nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. He didn't do what? He didn't tiptoe around God's promises, asking what? What's cautiously skeptical questions? You sure this gonna work? Like, okay, I know you know my future better than I do, but are you sure you know my future better than I know? Like, you're 100% on this. Amen. Amen. He plunged into the promise and what? Came up strong. Ready for what? Sure. Sure. Say sure. Sure that God would make good on what he had said. That's why it said Abraham was declared fit before God by trusting God to set him right. But it's not just Abraham. It's also who?
Us.
Amen. Amen. The same thing gets said about us. When we embrace and believe the one who brought Jesus to life when the conditions were equally what?
Hopeless.
Amen. The sacrifice Jesus made us fit for God. Set us right with God. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't focus on what he couldn't do. Amen. Abraham didn't focus on what he couldn't do. He didn't survey Sarah's decades of infertility. He didn't survey it. So we should make a note, stop surveying. Amen. Stop surveying. It's not our job to survey unless our actual job title is a surveyist. But then again, you know, a lot of times we bring natural things over into spiritual things. You shouldn't do that. Keep natural things in natural. Amen. Keep natural things natural. Don't try to bring them over into the scriptural things, over biblically spiritual things. Amen. Because it'll confuse you. Because if you do survey things and then you come over here and then God tells you to do something, then you'll try to start surveying that. You're bringing natural things over into this. You see what I'm saying? Brother Hagin always said, don't educate your head at the expense of your heart. Don't educate your head at the expense of your heart. That means, we got to go real fast. He plunged headfirst into God's promise and came up with what? A baby. That's what he came up with. Amen. Amen. He plunged in headfirst and came up with a baby. I'm just going to tell y'all how I think this conversation went. Ricky's version. Yeah, it's going to get good. All right. So I laughed for about an hour after I wrote this. Yeah, probably I shouldn't read it. Read it. So, well, this is how. So meditating on God's word, it really helps you. Right, it's whenever you're reading scripture, you know you've read scripture 1,000 times, and then you read over again, and then something just jumps out at the page at you, right? You're just like, glory to God, I've never seen that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, just bringing more revelation to you, letting you see more things to help you walk further, right? And that's kind of how I feel like Abraham was. Like he's just sitting there meditating on how good God was, and all of a sudden, the light bulb just went off. I remember that's happened to me a few times. One time I was in Lake Havasu. I was sitting about the third row back. Dad was preaching. And it was everything I could do to stay in my seat and not to jump up, run, and yell. I'm serious. He was up there preaching. And just the word that he said, I heard him preach it a few times. And then I was just sitting there. And then all of a sudden he is preaching and said the exact same thing. And it went off on the inside of me. Son, it was everything I could do not to just tear up everything around me. I'm serious. It helped me. It helped me get to another place. Amen. Because it was the answer I was needing at that time. Amen. And so that's just how I just kind of seen it in myself. It wasn't a vision, right? It's just kind of how I pictured it in my own head. Like Abraham's just, they're sitting there on the couch, you know, whatever. Sarah's over there knitting a sweater. Whatever they'll do. No, I'm joking. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get punched for that. That in itself was funny. Oh man. So they're just doing whatever. He's sitting on the couch just meditating on God. And you just see the light bulb just go off. And all of a sudden, he just jumps up. And she's, whatever, y'all, whatever she's doing. I'm doing one of these. And she looks over, it's like, what, are we getting attacked? He's like, come on, woman, I'm going to get you pregnant. She's like, what? He just got it, though. Yeah, look, I really understood it when I heard it in my own head. Never mind. I told you didn't want to hear it. Holy cow. Look. Chelsea's really confused and red at the same time. You're welcome. But that's just how I envisioned it. I thought it was hilarious. Nothing could stop him. He was fully persuaded. Amen. He was fully persuaded, though, before the package ever showed up. He was fully persuaded before the package ever showed up. See, and that's the position we need to be in. We need to be fully persuaded before we ever see it. Amen? And when do we need to be fully persuaded? As soon as we believe God for it and we received it. Amen? We received it. Amen? We need to be fully persuaded, right? Anybody or anything that contradicts my faith, I want them or it out of my life. Amen. We have to stop worrying if we're going to hurt someone's feeling or not. I'm not saying to be rude or anything, but we need to guard our faith. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? We really do. Y'all remember what Oral Roberts would do? Y'all remember? Oral Roberts, if you came up to him and started talking, being small-minded, like if we were talking and she was talking and then she started talking small, he'd just do this. He wouldn't say a word. He'd just turn around and walk off. Well, that's rude. No, it's not. He didn't want to get contaminated. See, and we allow too much contamination from everywhere else. Amen. Because he did it to Brother Jerry Savelle. Y'all remember the story about that. He did it to Dr. Jerry Savelle. And Dr. Jerry Savelle's like, what's going on? He's like, you think too small. Y'all ought to look it up. It's real good. Amen. We ain't got time to talk about it. We really don't. And then y'all remember about the Dr. Jerry Savelle, whenever his daughter, her fingers, the first knuckle was the three fingers or two of them? Three. She was a baby in the nursery. The nursery worker came out, brought his baby to her up on the front row, and she was in the rocking chair and rocked over his baby's finger and cut her fingers off at the first knuckle. The baby, right? And so they got the baby. Long story short, he didn't let anybody in his house that talked unbelief. He didn't let, some of y'all really need to hear that. He would not let anybody in his house that didn't believe like him or talk like him. Anybody. Pretty much he kept everybody out of his house. Everybody, pretty much. Seriously, unless you believed exactly like him. Because he said, I couldn't allow unbelief to get in my house, especially when I'm believing God for my daughter's fingers to come back. Amen. And so 6 months later, they went back to the doctor, and they're still there. You can look her, it's Jerry Savelle, or Terry Savelle, her son, or his daughter, Terry Savelle Foy. And you can look, it's her right hand, I believe. Or whatever, she's got all of her fingers now. But it's very important that he didn't allow that unbelief and things to come and contaminate what he was believing for. Too many times we allow contamination to come in and we think we're being nice or something. Well, I'm just letting them, kind of unload. I'm just letting them talk. Well, you do what you want to do. Ricky, I'm just going to turn and walk. They can think I'm mean if they want to, but I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow it. You can really think I'm mean. I'm not being mean. But if you want some help, we'll move forward together. We really will. Amen? Now, I'm not talking about I'm just going to walk away from you if you come up and ask, hey, believe I got this going on. I'm not saying, oh, that's unbelief or something. Don't start thinking crazy. Amen. If you come up and you're like, hey, will you believe this or whatever? Yeah, let's. I'll agree with you. Let's put our faith on it and let's go together. Amen. Amen. Turn over real fast. Luke 10, real fast, please. Luke 10, 38. Luke 10:38. Will you pull that up in the Amplified, please, real fast? I'm sorry, I didn't tell you that. Now, while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village. Amen. A woman named what? What'd she do? Received. Received. I'd circle, highlight, asterisk, whatever you want to do. And welcomed him where? Amen. Next, please. And she had a sister named what? Who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly what? And too busy. Overly occupied and too busy. See, we think, well, I'm doing stuff for God. You can do what you want, but being overly occupied and too busy was distracted with much serving. But you can be distracted. Satan will make sure that you've got a lot of things going on so that you're distracted. Amen. And she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and to do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about what? Many things. many things. There is need of only one or but a few things. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her what?
Advantage.
To her advantage, which is helping her get to whatever she's believing for. Because I'm sure there was probably something going on that really caught her attention, because she was probably, I don't know, I can't prove it, you can't disprove it. She might have been believing God for something. And she heard God preaching, Jesus preaching about something, and she was like, son, I need that. And sat down right at his feet and just focused and wouldn't move. And just soaked up everything that he was saying. And it was to her what? But Martha's over here making sure that she's busy. What shall not be taken away from her? Amen. That's it, right? Will you pull that up in the Passion real fast, please? Martha received Jesus, but then got busy doing other things. But Mary sat down right in front of Jesus to continue to receive from him. Once we received, we have to keep doing. I'm going to read these real fast. If you want to write them down, these are really good. I did them really good. I don't know why. Once we received, we have to keep the word of God going pertaining to what we have received. Amen. Once we, I'm going to say it the same way a few different times. Not the same way, but a different way, but the same thing. Once we receive faith on something, we have to make sure that we have a constant flow of God's word that gave us the faith in that area until we see it manifested. I'm going to read it again. Once we receive faith on something, we have to make sure that we have a constant flow of God's word that gave us the faith in that area until we see it manifested. Once we see in the word that God said you can have something and then receive it, now you have to keep the word in that same line going all the time through your inner being. It produces an energy that will hold you until the package is delivered. We have to cooperate with God by faith, right? And a great instance for that. So if I'm believing God for healing, and it hasn't manifested yet, I'm going to keep healing scriptures on repeat constantly. Constantly. Amen. So Luke 10:38, real fast. Passion, it says, and Jesus and the disciples continued on their journey. They came to a village where a woman welcomed Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat down, what? That right there says everything about her already. See, because you can sit down attentively, you can sit down sleepily, and you can sit down unfocusedly. Before the master. And then what'd she do? Absorbing every revelation he shared. But Martha became what? Exasperated. I looked that up. That means highly angered or irritated. Provoked, enraged, embittered, increased in violence. But Martha became exasperated. It almost sounds like sarsaparilla, but it's not. But moving along. But Martha became exasperated. I don't know why I did that. By finishing the numerous household chores in what? Preparation for her guests. So she interrupted Jesus and said, Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me. The Lord answered, Martha, my beloved Martha, you idiot. No, I'm joking. Why are you upset and troubled? Pulled away by all what? Look at that sentence. Why are you upset and troubled? But then look. Pulled away by all these many distractions. Satan will make sure that either family, friends, or something's going on to get you distracted so that you're focused going here, going there, so you ain't got time to read, so you ain't got time to do that, so that you're so wore out whenever it's church time, you don't want to go to church, you're tired now. You don't want to read because you're tired now. Amen. Because let's be honest, I wonder how many people didn't come or don't go to church, not here, but other places didn't go tonight because they were tired. Right? Just wore out. Now look, there's been time, like whenever we went on vacation a year or so ago, like I was done. I didn't come on Wednesday. I slept, and then after I got off work Thursday, I went home and went right to bed and slept for like, I was just done, right? So I understand that if you're real, real tired, but being allowing Satan to be able to pull you away by many distractions, you got to realize what's going on. We got to make sure we're seeing it, amen? Are they really that important? We gotta ask ourselves, is this that important right now? Does this really need my attention right now? That's why sometimes I don't text people when they text me. Is this really need my immediate attention right now? Moving along. Mary has discovered the one thing most important. By choosing to sit at my feet. She is un-what? Undistracted. And I won't take this privilege from her. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. It's 8:30. We'll stop. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you. And we thank you for your word. And we thank you, Father God, we will continue to meditate on this word and to grow from it. And I thank you, Father God, we will begin to see the distractions that try to take our attention and our focus. But we will not allow them any longer. I thank you, Father God, that we will shut them down quickly. And we'll just continue to meditate on your word and to grow.